This is Jay Sekulow. 60,000 of you have contacted us to demand a vote to defend life.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
How did it manifest today?
There was certainly a lot of anger in the grassroots, but I think that they know that the 20-week ban will be back as the House leadership planned. I'm just a little bit skeptical of this vast uprising of GOP women. Now, some of them are facing really competitive races in 2016. There's going to be a presidential electorate. There's going to be swing districts.
We're at seeing a 20-year low in teen pregnancy and in abortion rates. And that is because we are doing a better job, finally, in this country at having access to family planning that's affordable.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
So while, yes, it's going to cost them with the base, and the people that I talked to today were furious, I think they know that ultimately that they're going to deliver and that this bill is their preferred vehicle for a direct assault on Roe v. Wade. Right.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
My whole life, my professional career has been spent, trying to save children or improve their lifestyles. So we don't have the capability of creating life, so why should we destroy it?
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We want you in this conversation early. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. The battle for life continues despite the disastrous non-vote that took place last week, or did not take place last week, in the United States House of Representatives on that ban on abortions for women that are at the babies that are 20 weeks or more. 58,236 of you signed a petition in less than 24 hours, almost 60,000 with phones probably over 60,000. It's been an unbelievable response, but we've got a really difficult scenario ahead. And that we're concerned and we are pushing for a vote. If there's a language issue, we want that language issue rectified now. And we want this vote to take place. And we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. We want to hear from everybody, but especially women in this. 800-684-3110. Jordan Than, give us the latest lay of the land here. Tuesday now, as to what is the plan, what's moving in Congress on this, what kind of reaction are we getting?
Sure. Congress was a bit delayed even on the immigration issue and the border issue because of some of the weather that the Northeast was expecting. It didn't hit as hard here in the Mid-Atlantic or even in New York, but up further north. So there were kind of delayed Washington. And so I suspect we'll start seeing things back to normal business later today and tomorrow as the airports open back up. And some of that, I think, was also a convenient time. Honestly, for Congress, because there were a couple of messes at play here, not just the life issue, but also on border security.
So, Than, what are you hearing from congressional offices on this? I know they're getting a lot of calls.
They are. I had conversations with both House leadership and the Judiciary Committee this morning, Jay, and bottom line is this. The leadership has sent it back to the committee to work out these technicalities. The Judiciary Committee is going to be responsible for that. We are asking them to make it a high priority, but I would just say this. There are a lot of things on the Judiciary Committee's docket. If they are going to make this a high priority, it is going to take literally hundreds of thousands of people telling them this is a priority, and we expect members who walked away from it to make it a priority for them as well.
All right, folks, we're going to take your calls when we come right back from the break at 1-800-684-3110. How do you feel about the congressional reaction? What do you want to do on the life issue here, folks? We want to hear from you. We want you. What would you tell us? We're going to communicate to the United States Congress, especially to those that I really think there's responsibility here, that you should have had this worked out before. And to have that as an embarrassing moment in the fight for life is inexcusable. 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, we encourage you to get in the conversation early at 800-684-3110. Hey, sign on to that petition. 60,000 of you demanding a vote to defend life. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. If you want to take a stand for life, sign on to this new petition. ACLJ.org, 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
Why are the women?
Last week, a critical pro-life bill was derailed in the U.S. House of Representatives. A measure that would have banned late-term abortions was put on hold after a disagreement over the final language in the measure. House leadership promised the bill would surface again, this time for a vote. Here's the bottom line. It is vital that we ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on the House leadership to put this critical bill up for a vote immediately. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our new petition right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Somebody needs to be a writer on this thing because obviously Congress couldn't figure all this out. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let me set the stage for the problem here. I think it's important to point out what happened, where the problem was, and how in the world did they not react to that problem before the actual vote. So, Jordan, first, you deal with what the problem is. What was the legislation trying to address? And then, Than, I want you to walk us through the technicality of what happened last week. So let's start with what the bill was supposed to do.
Sure. So, you know, in the short term, what we're talking about is the 20-week abortion ban. And it talks about, you know, the language of the bill is about fetal pain. And so the idea, we're talking 5 months into a pregnancy, there was an issue then, and this is a piece of legislation that's passed a number of times before in the House of Representatives with a very similar makeup in the House over the last few years. So it was not something expected to be controversial in the last 24 hours, you know, on the 90-yard line, let's say. I mean, this was going to pass the House, would have been a fight in the Senate, but at least a debate that has not really occurred since before when Harry Reid was in charge and Democrats were in charge of the Senate. So now with Mitch McConnell and the Republican leadership in the Senate taking the helm, you would at least this would have been real debate about the fetal pain issue. So really move the ball down the field. Instead, what we saw was Republicans. And I want to make that clear. It was not Democrats. It was not the pro-abortion left or the people who would at least publicly come out and take that view who scuttled this completely. So totally undermined it. But, you know, 24 hours to go, it wasn't John Boehner. It wasn't Kevin McCarthy. This was rank-and-file members of Congress. And they did so because they didn't like a reporting requirement. That's a technical part that's always been there on rape. And so that, you know, you can that abortion because one of the exceptions to this. So a late term abortion, which is allowed by this legislation, if it were to pass, is if there was a rape, if that rape was reported and the abortion decision was made. Now, we're talking about a very small percent there and an issue which you look at the overall and you think about not to downplay this at all. But if a rape occurs, then a pregnancy, you're already looking at a low percentage there. And then 5 months into that pregnancy, you decide to get an abortion, that's when reporting is required. So, you know, those previous 5 months, there's no reporting necessary.
Yeah, so the argument over was that timing of the reporting thing to make sure someone's not just using that as an excuse. That's what they're saying. Okay, what happened here, Than? Because this should have been worked out way before. And they, like you said, they voted on the bill a year and a half ago, and it passed. What happened here?
Right. Well, Jordan was right to start with that. I mean, we're talking June 2013. This language passed the House, so there were 18 months. If there were legitimate disturbances, you know, about the language to hash those out, that didn't happen, Jay, until just a few days before this bill was going to come to the floor. In fact, technically speaking, the rule had already passed to govern debate, so there was already floor time reserved for this. And a handful, and I want to stress this, it was really a handful of members went to leadership and said, we will not support this bill as written. Jay, I can't describe it to you any other way, but this was just a terrible tactical decision. It was the wrong time to have this debate. There was 18 months to have this debate. They had it at the wrong time, and it caused a real problem for the life issue. It causes a problem moving forward, and I would just say this. Let's focus in on how we fix it. Those members need to go back to leadership and say, we will do everything we have to do to get this bill back on the floor. We will work these differences out, and we will stand behind the bill if you put it back on the floor.
All right, folks, here's what we need you to do, and we can't be any clearer than this. We need you to call right now, 1-877-989-2255, and add your name to this petition. This is demanding a vote on this bill. Get that language fixed out and get it to the floor this week or next. 1-877-989-2255. I told you my goal by Friday is to present 100,000 signatures to leadership. We're 60% of the way there. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And I want representation from all 50 states. Let's go right to our phones. And if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, right to the phones we go. And a lot of calls have already come in this morning. Steve calling in from North Carolina on line one. And, you know, Steve's talking about Roe versus Wade. This all happened on the day of the March for Life in Washington, D.C., which marks the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. So all this focus was on life, and it really does. It makes it that much tougher. Stan's been saying for us to push legislation, pro-life legislation, when rank-and-file members of Congress undermine it. Yep. And so, you know, you've got to work with the leadership. The leadership was ready to go on this.
All right, let's
go
ahead.
Steve, welcome to the show.
Yep, Steve, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thank you. My question is a legal one. If I understand correctly, the original testimony in Roe versus Wade was proven to be fraudulent and downright perjury. Why is it, and given the information we have now about life in the womb, why can't we not go back to the Supreme Court, reopen the case, and have them throw this
well,
out?
Well, Norma McCorvey tried to do that. She tried to reopen the case, and it's very difficult to do that once the Supreme Court decision has been entered, and the court would not allow that to happen. There have been subsequent challenges on Roe, but the court, there's the Casey case, there's been a number of these, and the court has just been resistant on overturning the framework authorized in Roe versus Wade. That's why the legislative response, Steve, is so critical here. So here you're talking about a ban on 20-week abortions after 20 weeks of where the child would be at the 20-week mark. Now here's what's happened. The rest of the civilized world does not allow those. We do. And this is the Gosnell problem from a couple summers ago in that trial, in that horrendous activity, where he was basically convicted of murder. Not basically, he was. But the reality is we got to continue this fight for life. And part of this is chip away. I mean, these pieces of legislation don't end the problem. But what they do is they advance the cause. And it seems to me right now, Than, that moving the ball forward is a key part of this. Just even these incremental moves become very important. Like the state requirements, a lot of states are putting in play right now, which is very helpful, a situation where they're requiring ultrasound, and that's been a huge deterrent on abortion. So those are the kind of things right now we've got to be focusing on.
No question about it, and the vast majority of the American people, including women, stand behind us on these issues. Let me just say this to Steve. You got to focus the issue down, and I think he's doing this, but the question at hand with last week's bill wasn't even the legality of abortion. It was simply one of, are we as a civilized people going to allow viable babies who feel pain to be killed and dismembered? It was as simple as that. And the vast majority of the American people agree with us that a civilized society should not do this. Clearly, we're not there in Washington, D.C. Yeah. Members of Congress aren't there yet. But the American people stand behind this idea.
Jordan, you work with a lot of state leaders also around the country on these issues. And how big of an issue is this for these folks?
It's a really big issue. It's happening. There's three states looking at this right now. There are a number of states have. We're seeing a surge in state legislatures not being afraid of the fight against Planned Parenthood. Now, these are similar legislators who are the members of Congress, same constituents, smaller scale, but same people who are getting out the vote and getting them elected, and they're not afraid of the fight. They're really, taking charge, where you've got states that have maybe one abortion clinic left because of rules and restrictions, and other even tougher restrictions that are being, in the courts right now as we speak. And so it's not just the bigger states like Texas. It's happening across the country. And so this would be really the complement to state law that is moving forward in this direction as well. I'm sure states would appreciate to have this fight also from Washington, D.C. And ultimately, yep, this is about getting this done long term. It's one of those debates where you're looking towards the future and you're saying you're getting the right president there who would not fight to veto this. And if this gets to their desk, you're talking about a revolutionary next step in the fight for life.
All right, folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. On the phone on line four is Barbara. She's calling from my hometown of Brooklyn, New York. Barbara, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thank you. I'm calling. I'm pro-life. I just wanted to say that,
No, go ahead. Your question is, what can I do to stop the help the bill? Is that your question?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. God is, how you say, where does God fit into destroying the infant? Where does God fit into that? And God is how you say, the giver of life.
Right.
So the people in Congress, whoever passes the bill, where are they? Where do they stand where God is concerned?
Well, I don't think there's any debate that you can make realistically any longer under science that the unborn child is exactly that, a child. I mean, anybody that arguing it's not, I mean, the DNA is established instantaneously upon conception. I mean, this whole idea that they cannot in good faith argue, the pro-abortion groups, that this is not a child. The problem is this. They've got the strongest lobby in Washington, D.C. And, folks, I want to send a message right back to Washington, and that's where you come in. We need to send a very loud and clear, and 60,000 of you have joined with us, but I need 100,000. So I want you to sign that petition demanding the vote to stand for life. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We want you to sign that petition now. Add your name to. Let's get to 100,000 here, folks. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Like us on Facebook. Share our information, folks. That's critical. We'll take your calls when we come back.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. Last week, a critical pro-life bill was derailed in the U.S. House of Representatives. A measure that would have banned late-term abortions was put on hold after a disagreement over the final language in the measure. House leadership promised the bill would surface again, this time for a vote. Here's the bottom line. It is vital that we ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on the House leadership to put this critical bill up for a vote immediately. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our new petition right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Jay Sekulow, you know what I need everybody to do? If you enjoy the music we play, and a lot of it, probably 70% of it now, is the stuff that we've produced here at our studios, we have a band webpage, or a Facebook page, I should say. It's Jay Sekulow Band at Facebook, so it's facebook.com/Jay Sekulow. You should go ahead and like that page. We're at about 18,000. I want to get it up over 20,000 in the next couple of weeks. So go to Facebook and just like the Jay Sekulow Band page. And we post little rehearsal clips and other information that we don't post on the other websites, so, or the other Facebook pages. So just go to Jay Sekulow Band Facebook and hit like and follow the band. Folks, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. I want you to sign that petition at aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Let's go ahead and take another phone call.
Sure, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Anthony in Florida on line 3. Anthony, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Anthony.
Hey, guys. Guys, while those who are defending life and standing up with their voices are looking to these individuals to do their
yep.
part and not to slack off against the Peter Singers and the Margaret Sanger satanic
yep.
ideology. I can't understand it, man. They're accountable to us, yes.
Well, I'll tell you. Go ahead. Finish up, Anthony. Yeah, I'll tell you. You know what it is? This is what I hope it's not. We said this the other day. I hope they're not running as pro-life and governing as if they're not. Because, you know, when the Republicans didn't have the Senate, they passed that legislation. And, of course, they knew it wasn't going to get a vote in the Senate. And Jordan and Than, we talked about that yesterday. And that is something we're concerned about here. And we've got a very close relationship with members of the Congress and with leadership, but we are very concerned about this entire situation.
That's exactly right. And to make sure, you know, if this was a hiccup in moving forward, that's one thing. But you know, you have more than one of these, and it makes it much more difficult to make the case to bring this legislation forward, because if it's going to become a fight, internal fight, and a distraction, you know, you could understand why this causes real trouble and real issues. So that's why I believe we have to make sure that this gets scheduled and it moves forward, and the differences and the disagreements get worked out behind the scenes, so that publicly, once, and that's fine for legislators to work that way, to work out these things behind the scenes and then move forward.
Let me ask this to you, Than, because this is
yep.
this is part of the question. How in the world did this happen?
Well,
you called
you
called it a tactical error yesterday, and you know, I said, you know, in litigation, I don't get to make tactical errors. I understand exactly what you're saying, but really, how did this happen?
Well, let's hope it was a tactical failure, and I would just say we are about to find out, because like Jordan said, if they do not put this bill back on the floor in short order, both the leadership, Jay, and the members who ran away from this, if this does not land back on the floor in a matter of weeks, then this was more than a tactical failure. This was a political decision to run away from the issue. So we are about to find out. Our members in the ACLJ are going to insist that it come back to the floor. And, Jay, if it doesn't, I was being too kind when I said tactical failure, and it was a political decision to run away from the issue.
Nice.
We're about to find out.
We're going
to
find out, folks. This is where you come in. Now, listen, I need you to do this. We need you to do this. Than needs your help on this. So does Jordan. We want to go to leadership with 100,000 signatures from all 50 states. That's not an easy task. Now, we launched the petition yesterday. When we went on air, we had less than 800 signatures. We now have almost 60,000. I'll get the exact number. I can't get it up on my screen right now. I'll get the exact number. We're pushing pretty close to 60,000. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We need everybody from all 50 states to participate in this. So it's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Will just told me 58,836. In the next few minutes, get us to 59,000. Just go to aclj.org, sign the petition. It takes 30 seconds. aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Let's take another call.
Michael in Colorado on line 5. Michael, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Michael.
Thank you, and thank you, Jay, to you and all your staff there for standing up for truth and justice. I have a comment, and this
sure.
is for all of your listeners and whoever's listening this morning, as if we consider ourselves a moral people, we need to ask ourselves what difference, if it's a politician listening, what difference would it be between ISIS beheading politicians, if it were politicians, versus politicians or doctors or whoever it is that's committing these partial birth abortions? The only difference...
Which, by the way, is a dismemberment procedure. So they dismember the unborn child. I've tried these cases, Michael. I know. I've deposed these so-called doctors. And yes, they dismember the child limb by limb.
And I'd go one step further and say that it requires blood.
Well, no. What it requires is Congress to have the backbone to stand up and fight. And if this was a pro-abortion lobby that got to him, so we got Cecilia Richards, you know, crowing and thrilled about, oh, the Republicans can't even get a vote on life. Hey, you know, that's a pretty bad indictment for the pro-life caucuses within the House and Senate. So, Michael, I appreciate your comments. It's not a question of blood. The blood is already there. It's the blood of these unborn babies. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on that petition. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's take Robert's call out of Maryland.
Yeah, Robert calling from Maryland online too. Robert, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Robert.
Yeah, hi, Jay. Hi, Jordan. Hi, Than. I wanted to ask the question, what was the technical language in the bill that caused the problem for some of the rank-and-file members in the House of Representatives to say that they weren't going to vote for this bill, like when you alluded to earlier in the show?
Yeah.
It did pass in the House of Representatives. Of course, when the Republicans still controlled the House and the Democrats and Harry Reid still controlled the Senate. What was the problem with it?
Now, okay, it's a great question, and it's something I want to be clear. So it was the language on the reporting, and then I want you to go through this here. It was the language on the reporting, Robert, where they said if you know there was an exception for the procedure for rape, but you had to make a report to the police before the five-month period, within a period of time. So I've got that right, Than?
Yeah, that's correct. These bills always had these exceptions, so they survive in the courts. The technical wording of the rape exception, that it had to be reported to law enforcement, that was where the hang-up was for some members, yes.
So, Robert, the question is, if you knew that was going to be a problem, House and you know members of the House of Representatives, why didn't you fix that during the 18-month period? Or what about fixing it 3 days before? So, Robert, what is inexcusable here is that they let this, on the eve of a vote, and it had to be pulled, and the eve of the vote happened to be during the March for Life. We appreciate the call. Thanks for listening. Folks, here's what we want you to do. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're here for another half hour. So if you get SiriusXM, you got the whole hour of the broadcast, number of stations as well. If not, just go over to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it there live. You can get it, ACLJ.org. You can get podcasts of the broadcast, too. We encourage you to do all that. And if you want to talk to us, call us at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We want your phone calls. We also need you to sign on to this petition, ACLJ.org. Let's get it to 100,000. We're getting really close to 60,000. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, ACLJ.org, or 877-989-2255. Sign that petition today. Have your voice heard to stand for life. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Our book, Rise of ISIS, still available in bookstores everywhere. Back with your calls in just a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on the House leadership to put this critical bill up for a vote immediately. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our new petition right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
There you go, Fooling Yourself. Great song by the band Styx. That was our cover of it, the Jay Sekulow Band. Again, like that Jay Sekulow Band Facebook page. Let's get it up to 20,000. We're getting close. I think we're a little over 18, so I would encourage you to like the page. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're pushing for a vote on the bill. Than, give me a time frame on when. If everything goes perfect, when would this happen?
I think 2 weeks from now is what we're asking for. The leadership has understandably said that they want Chairman Goodlatte in the Judiciary Committee to sign off on the language so they don't have this problem again. I think that's a reasonable requirement. However, I don't see any reason why that shouldn't happen in a two-week time period.
All right, folks, we need you to act and act quickly. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's go ahead and take another phone call here. Jordan, who do we have?
Yeah, Jennifer calling in from Oklahoma on line one. Jennifer, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call, Jay. First, I just have three quick points. The first one, I just want to thank you guys for your coverage and your outrage of this with Congress, because to me, it shows that you don't follow bipartisan opinions, you follow the facts.
Yep.
Secondly, I think one of the most important things to remind Congress is that we put them there. We put them there to do work for us.
Right.
It's not for them to get in there and do whatever they want. You know, we have purposes, and that's why we put them there. Thirdly, I just wanted to remind every person who supports abortion, especially late-term abortion, that they are the abortion that didn't happen. You know, I'm sure they value their own lives tremendously, and the only reason that they are on this earth is because another person chose life.
Well, look, I think you brought up some really great points. Here's the question that, Jordan, I want to throw to you and Than, and this is following up on this call, and that is there is this sense of, and I think this is a concern that we're raising. It was raised by a caller to this broadcast that they were pretty aggressive on the life issue when they didn't control the Senate. And now you've got the House of Representatives and the Senate, and things seem to not be going as planned. And it's hard for me to accept that this is just not going to be a significant issue. We've got to get this vote back on. This is a horrible – I mean, look what Cecilia Richards is saying, the president of Planned Parenthood. This is what she wrote. These attacks are so dangerous – extreme and unpopular that House Republicans can't even get their membership lined up behind them. We're talking about a ban on 20-week abortions after 20 weeks. That's so extreme.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, and we're told that that's, again, that's why these kind of fights in Washington, if Planned Parenthood can win this issue by at least not getting votes scheduled, and so that's a victory for them, and really making sure that silencing the discussion of this issue, That again, that's a huge victory for them, even in a time when, as Stan's been talking about, there's so much public support for this kind of common sense restriction on abortion. We're not at the point where we're talking about banning all abortions with limited exceptions. This is 5 months into a pregnancy with exceptions, and those exceptions didn't, of course they're not going to go far enough for Planned Parenthood, but they were able, I guarantee it's them behind this, they were able to take it and use it to scuttle this legislation. And so you see now the kind of power that they have, even when they're in the minority on Capitol Hill.
Well, this is why, folks, this is precisely the reason why we fight. And that's where we need your help. Will's telling me that we're at 59,000, and we're marching towards 60,000 signatures. Online alone with phone calls, we're probably at 61,000. We want to get to 60,000 by the end of this broadcast. Over 60,000, rather, if possible. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition demanding a vote for life. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Don't forget our book, Rise of ISIS, A Threat We Can't Ignore, available in bookstores everywhere. Of course, Barnes & Noble as well. Amazon, wherever you buy your books, you can get Rise of ISIS. Also, like our Facebook pages. Jordan has one. I have one. ACLJ has one. Even the Jay Sekulow Band that you're listening to right now has one. We encourage you to hit like. Follow Jordan on Twitter. Back with your calls at 1-800-684-3110.
Last week, a critical pro-life bill was derailed in the U.S. House of Representatives. A measure that would have banned late-term abortions was put on hold after a disagreement over the final language in the measure. House leadership promised the bill would surface again, this time for a vote. Here's the bottom line. it is vital that we ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on the House leadership to put this critical bill up for a vote immediately. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our new petition right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're talking about the vote that did not take place in the House of Representatives on the life issue last week. Than, give us a recap on the time frame. If we get the momentum going here, when is a realistic time frame to get this bill corrected, so to speak, and back on the floor of the House?
Well, we've got to build that momentum. Our ask is 2 weeks. I think that is plenty of time for the Judiciary Committee to vet these language issues. They're very small issues, and get the bill rescheduled. Now, I'll say this to you, Jay. That is aggressive because they do have to clear it out of Judiciary Committee. But given the priority that this bill should be, and given the fact that it passed by more than 30 votes a year and a half ago, and there are even more pro-life members of the House, I don't think 2 weeks is at all unreasonable. That's what we're asking them to do.
All right, folks, again, we need your help on this. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That is ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's grab another phone call here.
Yeah, let's go to Curtis calling from Virginia online. For Curtis, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Curtis.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, if part of the original testimony and evidence in the McCorvey and Roe cases was untrue and the lawyers involved appeared to be complicit,
yeah.
Has there ever been a bar complaint filed against the lawyers?
Not to my knowledge, and I'm not sure what the complicit nature of what the lawyers knew or did not know. There's not been a lot of clear evidence on that fact. There's been some reports, but to bring somebody up on an ethical charge for providing false testimony or encouraging a client to provide false testimony is very serious, and you have to have real evidence. So I think this idea of relitigating Roe versus Wade right now is not – I mean, it's just not practical. I mean, it's not going to happen. So what you've got to do is fight for these incremental gains. I mean, we're fighting right now in the federal courts for crisis pregnancy centers. We've got lawsuits against Planned Parenthood. We're fighting in the halls of Congress. I think this is the nature of the battle for life that we find ourselves engaged in. And relitigating, I mean, if the case came up to challenge Roe versus Wade, great. But that case is not there right now. I mean, it's just not. Now, I will say that there is a case that is a bill that provides the largest funding for abortions in our lifetime, and that is the so-called Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. And that case on the mandates, and Jordan, this is, people overlook this. The impact on this case that's at the Supreme Court right now is potentially gigantic.
Well, that's right. And there's actually a positive there. And the positive, Than, is that you now are actually seeing members of Congress prepare for this. So if there is a victory, what to do? And I think that we're going to have to see this more and more now with a Republican-led, not just House, but Senate. And so they're already preparing two-step process here. One, of course, they want to repeal the Obamacare, but they know that that's going to be very difficult with President Obama in office and the veto. But two is what to do if what they suspect will happen. The Supreme Court does strike this down. You've got 6 million people affected by this with the subsidy issue. They will have to act, and they better be ready to act without repassing and basically saving the Affordable Care Act by amending this language. They're going to have comprehensive health care reform ready to go, because they're going to get a real debate on it if people are in trouble like this.
Right, and that language is being drafted now. And Jordan, honestly, this is a good example of good tactical strategy. You have to prepare in advance, something that didn't happen last week. And I would just add this. I mean, on the Obamacare abortion funding issue, the one good thing out of last week, House leadership just didn't run away from the life issue. They did put up a measure that would block taxpayer funding for abortion. And the biggest place that this would have an impact are on those abortion surcharges in Obamacare that we talked about. That did pass the House and is now in the Senate, so it was a step in the right direction. But I think the tie between these two issues, Jordan, is exactly what you said. You've got to be smart about this. You've got to know your tactics, and you've got to plan in advance so that when it comes to the floor, you're ready to roll.
Well, that's what we're doing, and folks, that's where you come in, and we need your help to get the Congress motivated. It's very simple. We need to get a vote. So ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 is that number. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We want you in the conversation about this, and we want to hear from you. And if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And we encourage you to give us a call to discuss these issues. Let's go right back to the phones. Jordan, who do we have next?
Sue is calling in from California on line 3. It's Sue. Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Sue. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you.
Sure.
I've listened to you guys for years. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you. Years ago, I bought into the lie that that it was not a baby. And I had two abortions. I am now a grandmother, and this was not a late-term abortion, but still. And now I am a grandmother, and I, years ago afterwards, realized what I had done, and it never, ever leaves you. It still hurts. You still hurt over what you did to your own child, your own children. And I feel that abortion sets women back to second-hand citizens of society, and that's the very thing that women has fought so hard against. And yet we are doing this on purpose. They're pushing it on purpose, and this is wrong. And for anybody who considering having one, please don't do it, please, because it never leaves you. It never leaves you.
Well, Sue, first of all, thank you for calling in and sharing your story and your testimony. Of course, the forgiveness is there in Jesus Christ. You know that. But I think you're right, and that's why I think it's really important, folks, to hear from women on this. And if you want to talk to us on air, just like Sue did, and just talk about the issue of abortion and how you think the legislation should go, and if you've got a personal story, that's fine to share as well, if you feel so inclined. But, Sue, here's the thing. I want to ask you this, because you brought this up. You say it never leaves you. There is this sense that the abortion industry, Planned Parenthood in particular, try to make this a non-issue. This is not a big deal, and this isn't the destruction of a human life. But you're feeling very differently about that now.
I am feeling extremely differently about that. It is the equivalent of losing an already born child. It is equivalent to that. You never forget. You never stop feeling. You start when you realize you've been lied to. You realize that that was an actual human being, and that was your child, something that you could have held in your arms and loved and had grandbabies by, and you chose to listen, or maybe you didn't really think when they lied to you and said that that was not a real baby or a human life, you know. And I think that a lot of times people want to believe that it's not a human life because of their circumstances.
Sure.
And then later they realize, wait a minute, this was, and it doesn't leave. And I know that there is forgiveness in the Lord, but the pain is always there. I mean, I'm just like, ready to cry about it now just thinking about it. You know, it's just never, ever, ever leaves you. And is that what we want for our women as society? Or do we want to be healthier, emotionally healthier, so that we could be that for our own children and to guide our own children in the right way?
Well, Sue, listen, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you sharing your testimony. And the conviction and the emotion in your voice is clear. And I think it's an excellent example, without a doubt, of why we at the ACLJ are so committed to the defense of life. Sue, thank you for calling. Folks, we want to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. You just heard from Sue. This is motivation on why we need to be acting on this and acting aggressively. There's, you know, we talk about political consensus. I mean, Jordan, the reality is there's a lot of political consensus when it comes to standing up for the life of the unborn child. And Sue is a perfect example of why we have to engage this fight.
Yeah, I mean, she's the example of, you know, at the level where we get these phone calls and we hear these gut-wrenching stories and how people are still dealing with this decades later. And we get the pro-life majorities in the House and pro-life majorities in the Senate because people do. You get to these grassroots level, people vote on this issue. They care about this issue. And if they do, they want to get something done on this issue and effectively, you know, to change the debate and to encourage the debate, even have the discussion. And instead, what happens is exactly what the abortion industry wants. They don't want this discussion like we just had. They don't want the stories out there. And those stories don't come about when you don't have this kind of legislation going through. They don't even have to address it. They can try to do it internally, and then the story becomes the problem with Republicans not agreeing on life legislation instead of the problem of late-term abortions.
This is the great tragedy in what happened last week, and we're doing everything, folks, we can to correct it. Here's what we're going to do. We're here for another segment of the broadcast, so if you want to talk to us on air, there's a great time to do it. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. If you're on the line, hang in there, and we'll get to you right after the break. But for those of you that would like to talk to us, we've got a couple lines open. So it's 1-800-684-3110. Now, if you haven't signed that petition to demand a vote for life, do it today. 60,000 of you have. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. But again, folks, if you want to talk to us on air, we've got a segment here. We want to talk to you. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. Last week, a critical pro-life bill was derailed in the U.S. House of Representatives. A measure that would have banned late-term abortions was put on hold after a disagreement over the final language in the measure. House leadership promised the bill would surface again, this time for a vote. Here's the bottom line. It is vital that we ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on the House leadership to put this critical bill up for a vote immediately. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our new petition right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, acLJ.org.
taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to go right back to our phones. We've got a lot of calls coming in. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110. Let me play a statement from Carly Fiorina. She was the former president of Hewlett-Packard. She's, I know, contemplating a run for president, as so many are right now. But this is what she said. I think coming from women, this is important. Take a listen.
It's incredibly disappointing that that bill was pulled off the floor. I think it was a failure of leadership, honestly. This is not only the right thing to do, it's something that the majority of Americans and the majority of women in particular agree with.
Well, there you have it. So the so-called war on women, women don't think so. 800-684-3110. We're going right back to the phones. Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, right back to the phones we go. And we'll go to Kelly in Wyoming on line 6. Kelly, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Jay. Thank you so much for holding Congress' feet to the fire.
Yep.
I couldn't help but notice the other day with the, on an interview, Mitch McConnell and John Boehner were responding about the president's State of the State address, and they said he forgot that he was voted at the vote, like he acted like he won the vote. But I think they're forgetting who put them in office. And those Republicans that aren't going to vote as they say when they're out getting our votes, they will find that their electorate will be so discouraged.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of angst right now. I think, Than, you head up our government affairs, and we work closely with leadership, but there is a lot of angst right now in the rank and file. Conservatives, pro-life people that are out there are very concerned about this.
Yeah, and I think they've earned the angst that they're feeling, quite honestly. We've had a couple of callers today and yesterday, Jay, who have asked whether or not this hesitancy was because we now control the Senate. And I've been answering it this way. I'm not quite sure, but it is up to the members of Congress to prove that that's not the case. Because from where I sit, it sure looks like that this is a bill that passed by 30 votes the last time around, probably should have passed by 50 votes this time, and yet it got pulled at the last minute. It is up to them to prove that they are all about what they campaigned on.
All right, well, let's go right back to the phones. Who do we have next?
Sure, we're going to go to Kathy in Washington State on line 2. Kathy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Jay. Thank you, Sue. I wrap my arms around that lady and all these ladies who have had abortions.
Yep.
And I just want to read this and I'll get to the point. Those who do not restrain, this is from Matthew Henry, Bible commentary, those who do not restrain the sins of others when it is in their power to do it, make themselves partakers of the guilt and will be charged as joining in it. We are all there. And I just wanted to ask you, Jay, who, if you know, who were the handful of these Republican representatives
that did this? Kathy, here's the thing. And Than, I think we're at the point with this where naming names doesn't advance the issue at this point. Is that kind of the consensus we've made? Because no one's 100% sure of who did what. I mean, there's been all kinds of stories. You can look any of those up, Kathy. But we deal with hard evidence. And I don't think we have a lot of hard evidence on exactly who did what. I mean, we have some ideas. We've named a few before. But the reality is we've got to move this thing forward.
Yeah, let's move forward. Here's what I would say. There were two people that have formally withdrew their co-sponsorship from the bill. There were a group of people that were in a meeting behind closed doors. After that meeting, the bill was pulled. If people want to look those up, they can. But moving forward, whether they were in that group or not in that group, Jay, the call is the same. They need to vocally and publicly demand that the bill come back so that it can pass. Moving forward, all of them need to do that.
I agree. All right, let's take another phone call at 800-684-3110. Who do we have next?
Yep, Kayla in Minnesota on line 1. Kayla, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi, Kayla. Hi there. I just wanted to share my story. My third son was born at 25 weeks pregnancy. He came out breathing. He came out crying. Currently, he's as happy and active as my other two children. And I struggle with people who say that that's not a human life when I saw that for myself. So I just want to thank you guys for what you are doing and pray that others will get active in fighting for God's children.
Well, Kayla, thank you for that story and that testimony, because I was with Dr. Ben Carson just this past weekend in Texas, and we had some time to talk, and as we were talking about some issues, and he said this. I mean, he's done surgery on 20-week-olds in utero as a neurosurgeon, and look, I mean, what your testimony of your son and his life is an example of exactly why, Jordan, we have to fight so aggressively And we've got to go back and be willing to fight again. If there was something happened here, obviously it did. We cannot lose our resolve to move the issue of life forward, period.
No, and this is a real chance to show that, you know, the resolve is there, that, you know, these setbacks and these internal discussions, which are totally fine, just don't do them 24 hours before a vote is scheduled. You're supposed to do that in advance. And, of course, this has been legislation, language that's been voted on before by the same members of Congress who now had such a problem with it. These were not, from the reports we see, it's not new members of Congress who were necessarily having problems with this. It was people who have been there and have taken these votes. And so that's why I think, you know, this is the time to set the right course. Yes, there's always issues with it, take over new leadership roles now with the Senate. But at the same time, the House of Representatives, Republicans have been in charge since the first 2 years of the Obama presidency. So, you know, it's really, again, to undermine the leadership, which schedules these votes as a pro-life statement, is something we can't just let pass. And then, people are going to be afraid to, if this was let to pass, push forward this kind of legislation again. Let's go to Cynthia in Maryland. Online 3. Cynthia, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Cynthia.
How are you? And have a nice day. But what I'm trying to say, that woman that was saying about the guilt of abortion,
yep,
she is talking the truth. I did not know better, and I did it. And right now, I am asking God to forgive me. Those are human beings. Those are lives. Those are children, souls that we take. Some of us did it willfully and some did it out of ignorance. And that woman, she is speaking the truth. It does not go away.
Well, Cynthia, first of all, you know the forgiveness is, you said you're asking for forgiveness. The forgiveness is there in Jesus Christ, number one. So that's there. And two, it is very important for people like you and the previous caller to share the real testimonies of what this is like. And in fact, on tomorrow's broadcast, I think we're going to focus on that some. Because I think it's important for people to understand why we do what we do and why we fight so aggressively on these issues. And that's precisely the reason why we're on this broadcast every day, why we get this information out. And folks, we're not going to stop. We're going to fight for life, period. That's our job at the ACLJ. We're going to continue to do that. Let me encourage you to do a few things here. Number one, if you're not getting our emails and our newsletter alerts, you need to do that. Just go to aclj.org, and you can sign up for our email alerts. It's very important. That'll keep you posted on what's going on. Also, Jordan has a very active Twitter account, twitter.com/JordanSekulow. Let me encourage you to engage that as well. If you want to know what's going on at the ACLJ, I have a Facebook page. Jordan has a Facebook page. The American Center for Law and Justice has a Facebook page. Even the Jay Sekulow Band has a Facebook page, so we encourage you to get on all of our social media and get your friends to do it as well. Now, Jordan's going to give you the number and the website to sign on to this petition, take action, and don't forget our book, Rise of ISIS, available in bookstores everywhere. But, Jordan, let's get people to react. We're getting very close to 65,000.
Yeah, you can call our toll-free number now to sign this petition. It's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And as always, you can go to aclj.org and sign this petition online or call 877-989-2255.
The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on the House leadership to put this critical bill up for a vote immediately. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our new petition right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.